Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a blessing to be able to sit down with the Word of God before us and study what God has to say to each of us through His Word. We always go to Him in prayers. We begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I just want to start by blessing You and thanking You for Your Word, thanking You for life and breath, and Lord, the ability to study and find out what it is that You have to say to us. Lord, we ask You again by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be a blessing to You. And Lord, we'll be careful to give You all the praise, glory, and honor for providing these things. We bless You. We thank You again today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Behold Your King. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19 and verse 14. The Apostle John wrote after appealing to the Jewish leaders and people to behold Jesus, Pilate sought to release Him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And in chapter 19 of verse 14 of his book, John shared how Pilate tells the people to behold your king, where we read, And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, Behold your king. The verse reads, And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. John began with the words, And it was the preparation, which means, And the timing of judgment of Jesus was when people were making ready, preparing, and equipping themselves of the Passover for the Paschal sacrifice, which was accustomed to be offered for the people's deliverance of old from Egypt. And about the sixth hour, which means at around the time of the sixth hour of the day, or around noon. John shared how the time when Pilate brought Jesus before the people in the judgment hall was around 12 noon on the day when people prepared for Passover. The verse continues, And he said unto the Jews, Behold your king. John added the words, And he said unto the Jews, or, And he, Pilate, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to the Jewish people, by birth, origin, and religion, Behold, which means, Lo, look at, observe, and consider, your king, or your, the Jewish people's, leader, ruler, commander, and prince. John shared how Pilate told the Jewish people to look upon their ruler and commander, who was Jesus. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn about the timing of this event. It was the day when people prepared for Passover around noontime. And we discover how Pilate attempted to share with the Jewish people one more time how Jesus was their king. We shall see how they respond in our next verse, but each person reading these words should consider whether Jesus is their king. Jesus came into the world to die for the sins of mankind, and anyone who yields their life to Him as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and His desire is to reign inside every person who surrenders to Him. Let all who read and hear these words yield themselves to King Jesus. Next time, John shares how the Jewish leaders and people cry out, away with him, crucify him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.